Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Bill Brodie-Good, who is CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals. How are you today, Bill?
Yeah, I'm good. Very good. Thank you, Zach. Today, yourself?
I'm doing fine. I'm trying to keep my eye off your share price, because obviously share prices are not everything in terms of the history and the life of a company, but things are looking quite strong at the moment. For people who are not following Alien, what's the current position?
Well, I suppose, our current position in terms of work, field work and projects, a team have just come out of the iron ore projects in Western Australia. They had a really, really excellent sort of 12-day mapping program. They covered four of the five targets and prospects we've identified from previous research, and BHP had identified many, many years ago as prospects that they never followed up on in the day because they had larger ones to focus on. The team took over 90 samples from the ground from these four prospects. Visually, very, very encouraged by them. You know, they think they're high iron content, the direct shipping ore DSO level, which is what everybody wants. So extremely encouraged. The team is sort of finalizing the report and everything they saw. The samples are in the laboratory in Perth, as we speak, being processed for essentially iron content and other, contaminant, the core contaminant material, silica, phosphorus, things like that. And then we're finalizing our, we're in our final throes of our sort of deal with Capstone for our copper project in Mexico. They're keenly hoping to take that on with us sort of sitting, watching and learning and being supported by them. So that's in the final throes. We're hoping that'll be completed either end of this week or next week. Our silver projects in Mexico we're ready to drill. The company's chomping at the bit to drill. We have the funds. We did a really successful fundraise about a month ago now, 1.25 million sterling before costs in sort of an afternoon, which is fantastic, and great to have an investor base who seem to believe in us and what we're doing, and sort of supporting us going forward. And then we recently picked up the ground around, the Elizabeth Hill project was finalised, so we've acquired that. That's now the final signature is a ministerial consent, but that's a standard practice in Australia, so hopefully that'll happen as per normal very soon. And about 115 square kilometres of ground, a new licence around Elizabeth Hill, which touches on the edge of the money platinum group element / gold deposit, which is over 2 million ounces. And we've got all sorts of, there's some gold, there's copper, nickel targets, as well as the silver project, the core silver project at Elizabeth Hill itself. So we're really busy. We're very encouraged, obviously, with our support, with the market. Gold's holding up, silver's doing very well, iron ore's storming ahead, all looking strong. We're in a very good place, I'd like to say, and working hard as well.
So, I think the transformation, obviously it's been a great month to date, we're not even halfway through it, but the transformation was Elizabeth Hill. Not being a mining expert, 117 or 115 square kilometres sounds like a very big footprint, a very, very big new footprint for you. Is that the jewel in the crown at the moment, or are you happy all over the place, let's say?
I think it's dangerous going jewel in the crown and then everything else sort of dropping off, along the way. From our recent fundraising, we've got funds, I've got budgets, I've got a very supportive board in that sense that we want to spend money on the ground. So we've just spent, and we are still spending on the iron ore project, working on that. Next phase, ideally, is to drill some holes. We're looking at the Capstone deal. Hopefully, will mean we can step back on a financial basis, that they take it forward, which is great, which gives us a little bit more in the pot for our own and for new things. The Silver Mexican one's ready to drill. We've got the funds for that. The Elizabeth Hill project is fantastic, but you know, we're not going to throw all 80% of our funds into that one and ignore the others. So really, we're trying to keep them all going, balance them out, as work develops, as you know, as we get new results in, you know, always looking up for partners, potential partners to come and join us, help us, support us, or we just keep driving forward with, as I say, with great investors behind us. If the investors say, let's put another couple of million in the pot to really drill out, for example, one of the iron ore projects or Elizabeth Hill or wherever it might be, but keep the others ticking over too. We're in a great position, and showing that we do what it says on the tin, sort of thing, and always thinking and moving forward. And I should say, we're looking at other projects too. I've got several on the table, really interesting, some similar, some different, but hopefully that have a synergy with Alien and who we are and what we know as well.
Well, let's look forward to that. Bill Brody Good, CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, great to speak to you again. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.